This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. W Hunting Supply is focused on providing their customers with excellent customer service and superior products for the everyday houndsman. From GPS tracking systems and dog training equipment to collars, leashes, and a variety of customizable hunting apparel, W Hunting Supply has it all. For more information, visit dusupply.com.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Hey guys, before we start, a quick shout out to Alpha Dog Nutrition for sponsoring this podcast. Alpha Dog products are now available at dusupply.com, and you can use code ALPHADOG15 at checkout for 15% off and a credit for free shipping to try it yourself. Now let's get you to your podcast.
Find yourself in the pages of Full Cry as we dive into the archives of America's leading tree dog publication. Join us as we look back at decades of stories, articles, and more written by those bold enough to follow the echoes of a hound.
A Boy's First Coon Hunt by Paul J. Lemley from Elk City, Oklahoma. From the February 1966 issue of Full Cry magazine. Read by Bear Siragusa. Ted Jobes is a 16-year-old boy that lives in Elk City. He's in my 16-year-old Sunday school class. Ted would come over to our house and play games with us. I was always telling something that happened while I was coon hunting, so Ted decided that he would like to go coon hunting. We set the date for the next Friday night. It came Friday night, and I got my hunting gear loaded and loaded old Pecos. He was the only dog I had at that time. Pecos is a grade hound. They say he's black and tan and red tick. He's chocolate or liver colored on his body with light tan around his muzzle and on his legs and stomach. He has yellow eyes and a red nose. How's that for color? Pecos is 2 1/2 years old. I went by after Ted. He was ready and waiting, but wasn't dressed too much like a coon hunter. He had on low-cut shoes, white jeans, and no hat. We drove to a spot where I thought we could jump a coon. Old Pecos hunted hard, but he couldn't find a coon. We went back to the pickup, and Ted said, "Do you know any other place where we might jump one?" We loaded up and drove to a big pond, hunted that area out, and still didn't start a coon. I was ready to go home, but Ted said, "Do you know any other place where we might start a coon? I sure would like to see one before I go home." I said, "Well, I know one more place that we can try. If we don't jump one there, we'll go home." We drove to another big pond and turned old Pecos loose. He hit an old coon running, took him up over the dam and down into the pond. The old coon was swimming the pond and trying to fool old Pecos, but he stayed right after him and finally ran him out of the pond. The coon started up a small stream that fed into the pond. By now, old Pecos was laying it on him. He was running wide open. He has a beautiful mouth, and he was telling that old coon that he better hunt a tree. It wasn't long until that old coon did just that. Old Pecos barked tree 2 or 3 times. Then he started circling the tree, checking to see if the coon had gone out. We were just standing there watching, and I was explaining to Ted what was taking place. He was really enjoying every bit of the race. Soon, Pecos came back to the tree and sat down and started giving out with that solid tree bark. Ted and I walked on to the tree and shined our lights, and there sat a big coon right in the top of the tree. Ted sure got excited when he saw that big coon. Ted wanted to see a fight, so the problem then was to get the coon out. I never carry a gun coon hunting. If I can't climb the tree, I just leave him up there to run again. I don't shake out all the coon at my dog's tree either. I like to leave a good crop for seed. I like to tie the dogs up and have a jump out race. Those old coon will sure put up a good race the second time if you give them a good head start. I asked Ted if he could kick him out. He said that he would try. Up that tree he went. The coon crawled out on a limb that was too small for Ted to get out on. Ted tried to shake him out, but he just wouldn't turn loose of that tree. I told him to come down and let me try to get him out. I went up that tree and shook that limb until I gave out. Then I broke off a limb and punched him and whipped him with that limb until I gave out. But he just wouldn't jump. That was the first coon that I couldn't make jump out of a tree. The pickup was 200 yards straight east of us, so I asked Ted if he would go over to the pickup and get a saw. I sat there and waited and waited. He had time to go over there and back 3 times. I couldn't imagine what was taking him so long. Pretty soon I heard him holler. He was away in the south of me, so I answered him and he came to the tree. I said, "What were you doing way down there?" He said, "Hunting the pickup." I said, "Do you mean that you haven't been to the pickup? Do you see that red light east of the trees? You walk straight to that light and you'll run over the pickup." Away he went again. I waited and waited, and pretty soon I heard him away south again, almost in the same place he was before. I answered him and he finally made it back to the tree, and this time He had the saw. He wanted to try to saw the limb off. It wasn't a very big limb, and I knew that it would only take a few minutes to saw it off, so up he went. He sawed and he sawed. Finally, he said, "Oh, I'm give out. I just can't saw anymore." I told him to come down and let me try. I went up the tree and found that he had been sawing up and down the limb instead of across it. I sawed the limb off, and down went Mr. Coon, but he got up another tree. Ted went up again to shake him out, but couldn't. I started up the tree, and Ted started down. He wanted to be on the ground when the fight started. I got up there and shook the coon out before Ted got to the ground. So he just turned loose and jumped. He was farther from the ground than he thought, and he fell against another tree and knocked a big knot in his head. When I got down, Pecos had the coon, and Ted was shouting encouragement to him. After the coon was dead and everything had quieted down, I looked at Ted and had to laugh. He had a big knot on his head and was scratched all over, and his jeans were torn. He looked as if he'd been sorting wildcats. I asked him how he liked coon hunting. He said he liked it fine and was ready to go anytime. We arrived home at 4 o'clock in the morning, happy but tired.
Like what you heard? Leave us a review and make sure to tag at Full Cry Mag when sharing your own adventures. You can check out more vintage content and get your subscription to the all-new Full Cry magazine at www.fullcrymag.com. From the pages of Full Cry is a Full Cry production. We would like to say thank you to our sponsors and encourage everyone to support those who support our lifestyle. This episode would not be possible without the support of Alpha Dog Nutrition and W Hunting Supply. Until next time, keep those dogs in the woods and find yourself in the pages of Full Cry.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.